Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So what's the crack, guys? Get in touch. Let me know. That is the intro for now. That is what we're using. How have you been? Has it been a good week? You achieved everything you thought you would? Could be big or small, you know? For some people, they aim for massive achievements, you know? I don't know what a massive achievement would be. Maybe somebody's trying to buy a house and they bought a house. Well done. Or maybe it's just managing to get out of bed and have a shower. All right, whatever you've tried to achieve, and if you've achieved it, well done. And if you've not, don't worry about it. Who gives a shit? But yeah, I hope you're well. Hope your week's been going smoothly. How's my week been? Long. It's been working a bunch. Yeah, that seems to be the story of my life. You know, in your 20s, you went to travel and stuff. Yeah, no, I just worked. Yeah, I'm in my 30s. Still working. Right, so I'm just going to get this one out of the way. If you listened to the last episode, you'd have remembered me saying that my cigars were seized by customs. Yes, they were. They most certainly were. They were seized, they were opened, they were weighed, and I received the bill. Before I tell you, do you want to guess how much it was? There's a car going past. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 3/4, 1 1/2. One and a quarter. One. Alright, okay. £290.93. Fucking hell. Okay, cool. Yeah. I got a little slip in the post going, your package has been seized by customs. Pay this, fucker. So, there goes all my spending money for the next wee while. Shit. Yeah, put on the credit card. It's going to take some chiseling up before I get that out of the way. Fucking hell. So, yeah. Got my little cigar boxes up on the shelf there. I've not smoked any of them yet. I'm afraid I don't like them. Because then what? And I've got the fucking £300 I had to spend on top of how much they actually cost me. And that's not really money I have to just quite literally set on fire. So, yeah, I wasn't too chuffed with that. Also, I got to go up to the post office, a depot thing. That was fun. There's no parking spaces. There's a disabled space right at the front door, a disabled space. And I was like, you know what? No one's going to see you do it, Lewis. No one's going to see you park there. Go inside. So I sat in my car and I was like, okay, do it. And I started driving towards it. And then last minute, no, you were raised better than that. That's not who you are, Lewis. What are you going to do, fake a limp? No, that's not you. So I turned the car around, a little three-point turn, and as I got to the end of the reverse part of the three-point turn, so I pulled forward, went into reverse, went back, I was about to go forward, and this little Volkswagen vehicle pulls right into the disabled space, and this big, fat, smug-looking guy with a post office lanyard around his neck gets out and walks into the building. I don't think you're disabled, sir. But I do think you're a cunt. But you do know not all disabilities are visible. So maybe he is. I hope he is. Not because I don't like him, but because he parked in a disabled space when maybe he needed it. And if he didn't need it, leave it open for someone who may. Yeah, I went inside and the guy that served me was like, whoa, you're going to pay that? Yeah, buddy, because if I don't, I lose how much I've already spent. And then the cheeky fucking cigar website today sends me an email. Hey, Lewis, why don't you try our new... What was the word they used? I'll be right back. Stealth packaging. Get the fuck. What's worse is, so they charge the tobacco tax. It gets charged by the weight of tobacco. So the more you have, the more it weighs, the more you get... the customs charges. And me being me, thinking I was smart, and it was like, okay, for over a certain amount, you get free postage. So I was like, right, I'll add these guys to the to the basket. That'll save me £10 on postage. Well, they were obviously weighed as well. So, lesson learned. Well done, lads. Well done. You have enough cigars to last you until you're 40, but you're a total dick. Trying to cheat the system. Never mind. Never mind. So, what's been going on today? Well, I finished night shift this morning, quite early. Now, the other day, Charlotte.
Young.
Young indeed. Accidentally. It came out of nowhere. She clipped the curb. Went over it with her car tire. And, well, the rest of the car also went over it. But the car tire was the one that took the brunt, as he was punctured. You know, the car tire is a he. And it's now at the garage. I think they're going to make sure, you know, it's not fucked up, the axle. But yeah, they're going to give her a new tire and everything. So, yesterday morning, because I was night shift that night, I wasn't working in the morning. So I drove her to work, and I got a little black pudding bacon roll out of it from her workplace, because it's fucking delicious. And then this morning, I drove her again, but I got greedy this morning. And I asked her, can I please get a roll again? It's kind of a one-time thing. But okay, yeah, sure. And then she's walking off, me being a prick. Maybe, yeah, coffee too, because woe is me, I finished night shift and there I was, you know, fucking chauffeuring her around like the princess that she is. So she did that. And then, I don't think she did this on purpose, but maybe she did. I went to take a sip of my coffee and, the wee lid wasn't on properly. So, splash. Hot coffee down my chin, down my, not my chest, you know, I was dressed. I was wearing my grey hoodie and grey bottoms. Splash. So, Bernie, you know, and it was just me in the car, but I made a weird sort of noise, like a, you know, like a whinnying pony. It was sore. And, drove home, sipping my coffee as I went, feeling sorry for myself with my burnt nipple there. And it didn't actually burn my nipple, but it was that sort of part of my chest, a big stain. That's fine. I got home, and there's a drain near our flat, which is where the waste goes, as it's a drain, but I mean, we don't live in like some sort of Charles Dickens Victorian slum area, but we don't live in the best area. Every now and again, this drain overflows, and that brings a smell, to put it nicely. And there's only so many times you can drive past it and go, Jesus, Charlie, you just fucking fart. No, it's a drain, you know. It's a proper nasty sewerage, like, it's a cunt of a drain, guys. And it's right over the entrance to the car park, which is also where we like to do, I say we, like I fucking go. So it's where Charlotte takes the wee chihuahua for a walk at night time. Wee. Fast pause. Now, fortunately, because the drain leaks, it runs out onto the road, onto the pavement, and it's everywhere. And we don't want the wee chihuahua walking through that, because the wee chihuahua comes home, she jumps in the bed, which is where we sleep, and she also gives her paws a wee lick, and, you know, gross. So Charlotte, being the kind Samaritan that she is, there's a website where you can put in like a, oh, by the way, Scottish Water, there's a broken drain. You know, she isn't like a, you know, rural community. Like, won't somebody think of the children? It's disgraceful that these taxes don't fix that. You know, she's not like that. She just sent a message to the thing going, hey, we live here, and just so you're aware, this drain is fucked. No, she didn't say that, but she sent the email. And this morning, the guy came round and he knocked on the door and he said to her, "Hey, are you pressing the phone in the drain?" He didn't say it like that. I don't know why I did that. Very nice guy. "Hey, just checking, you're the one that phoned in, yeah? Is it just to confirm, it is the one down there?" "Yes, please, yeah, cool." All right. So when I left to take her to work, they'd set up cones and they had the drain open and they had like all kinds of tools and apparati. You know, it was all going on. And I got home. I'm dropping her off. Coffee stain galore across thine pecs. And I'll go upstairs and I'm trying to get on with my day. And I'm just about to strip off, guys, and take a shower. And the door, dun dun dun. So the beach chihuahua loses her flipping mind. She's down at the door barking. And I'm like, oh, for the love of God. Okay, cool. Doom, doom, doom. You know, it's me thundering down the stairs. Get away from my swamp. You know, who's this at the door? You know. And I can see through the misty glass, though you call it, the foggy glass that we have, high visibility. I was like, well, I can certainly see you through the glass. That is incredibly highly visible clothing you're wearing there, sir. Open the door, and it's the water guy. And he's, I'm assuming, looking, expecting Charlotte, as there's me standing there holding a dog that's holding a chihuahua that's barking at him. And I can see him staring at the stain on my, like, I don't know what the, I must have looked like such a down and out. I don't know how to put it. Yeah. Hey, man. Just letting you know, that's the drain fixed. Cool. Thank you. You know, the dog's so I'm sort of trying to move her, and I don't know, I'm fucking shattered. I haven't slept properly. You know, going on like 3.5 foot hours, and fucking massive stain on my shirt. If ever happens again, please let us know. You know, if you smell anything, if you see anything. Yeah, man. Yeah, we will do. Thank you. I forgot what the word he used. It was like, it was essentially, it was riddled with fat. Oh, there's Jacob. Oh, I don't know if you heard her run past the door. There, she's way down the stairs. And we're back. Somebody dared use the pavement outside the flat, so we all got treated to the song of her people. Chica, let rip. So I don't know where I was in the story, but yeah, the guy came to the door to say thank you for reporting the drain. It was clogged with fat. Because people put grease down the drains. But also he, you know, I sort of was like, well, like, bacon fat. And he was, no, it can just be when you wash your dishes. It all accumulates. Basically, the drain is where every flat in this area converges before it goes to the main pipe. And it caused quite a lump. Gross. So that's where we're at, guys. That's what's going on. And then, yeah, I went to get measured for, I don't know, it's weird, measured for contact lenses. But I'm going to wear them all the time. I'm just going to, you know. The optician said, you know, do you mind me asking what you want them for? And I just, quite honestly, you know, vanity. Vanity. Mm-hmm. Just don't want to wear glasses. He was wearing glasses. And I don't know if that's like a uniform requirement of opticians, but they do usually wear glasses. So, hope I didn't offend him. But, yeah. Apparently, I don't know exactly, he gave my eyes an inspection. He said, do your eyes get itchy? No. Oh, because I think you used some sort of big fucking medical word. Yeah, okay, cool. These little ducts that, not tear ducts, but something that moisturise your eyes, keep them lubed. Mine are clogged. Ugh. What the fuck do you mean they're clogged? With what? You know, and, okay, cool. And, yeah, so, you know, your contact lenses may dry. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah. Not cool, gang. Not cool. Oh, I'm just still thinking about that customs charge. You know, I've never... This isn't like a... Let's play the fucking small violin for me. I've never made money off this podcast. I get my pay every month, which is usually basically the exact same amount every month, depending on what night shifts and that I do. Or bank holidays. Sponsors-wise of the podcast, I've been approached twice on Instagram, and then the other emails I've got have all seemed pretty bullshit, but one of them on the Instagram was a gothic jewellery brand, and, you know, hi, would you be interested in promoting our gothic jewellery? No thanks, I'm not really a ring kind of guy, you know, just me sitting here recording a big black mascara on, black lipstick. Hey guys, what's going on? Life's pain, what's the crack? Yeah, so I said no thank you to that. And the other one was, I might have told you at the time. I'm not sure if I did. I can't remember what the company was called. It was like along the lines of, like, Shave My Balls. The leading male grooming company. What's this? Read the email. Hi there, The Crack Podcast. Would you be interested? They, if I'd said yes, If I had said yes, they would have sent me they would have sent me free products to use and promote on the podcast. Now, these are for tending a little bit south of the border, you know, and I could 90%, I think, of the folk that listen to this are folk that I know. So, again, I declined. I didn't need folk, you know, like live on the podcast. Pretty smooth. Yeah. Also, I mean, I'm not sure entirely who all listens to this. I know some. To be honest, if you're listening to this now and you know that I know, hello. But there's other folk that I don't know listen to this, obviously know me. So I went to bump into them in Tesco and, oh, hey man, how you getting on? Hey Lewis, how's the rash? What? Yeah, so I'm not going to be, doing that. And actually, I searched on YouTube the company that had sent the sponsorship query thing. And there were a fair few folk on YouTube that were, obviously they weren't filming the procedure, but they had the camera on their face as they, yeah, it's pretty good actually. You can really see the smooth. It's it's good. I've noticed a real difference. I'm like, yeah, man, that's hell no. I'm not going to be sponsored. It's going to be something nice. Fucking not that. Right, now, last time, I said I had something else to talk about. Now, I wrote it down somewhere. And I had points all bullet pointed out, but I can't find it, so we'll do it live. Essentially, my sister had sent me a link on Instagram, because I don't have TikTok. And it was something like childhood in the 90s versus childhood today. And the one today, it was like a guy pretending, you know, Dad, I'm going out. And the dad's, you know, he's like, okay, put your tracker on. Don't go 200 meters from the house. Text me every 15 minutes. Let me know who you are. Oh, be so safe out there. It's a dangerous world. And then boom, it cuts to the 90s. It's the same actor and that, but he's, you know, wearing 90s clothes. Dad, I'm going out. We're going to go into that pedo's house and throw stones at him so he chases us. And then we're going to go and explore the old quarry or along those lines. And the dad's like, hey, I don't fucking ask for your life story. Get out of here. Along those lines. And my sister's like, oh, it's so true. And I was like, but you're a parent. You're one of these overly stressed. And she's like, yeah, I don't let my kids go, you know, if I can't see them. What? And again, there's folk I know, they have trackers in their kids' phones and stuff like that. And kind of makes sense, but at the same time it doesn't, because when do you stop that? If you track your kids, do you stop when they're 10 or 12 or 16 or 18, or do you ever stop? Do you ever let them just off the lead? Run, you wee stray dog. So my sister was like, oh, I mean, our childhood wasn't that dangerous. And then I messaged my friend Jamie and I was like, hey man, do you remember what we used to get up to? And this didn't happen a long, long time ago in a galaxy far fucking away. You know, this was, man, I mean, 20 years ago, Jesus Christ. But I don't know how much to talk about here. Right, so I grew up with my... Did I ever grow up? Did I ever? Fucking Peter Pan over here. No, I... Where I was raised, it was a wee town in the countryside. That's where all my friends were. So there was a lot of fucking about in the woods and exploring. And, well, there's no mobile phones back then. There was mobiles, but we didn't have them. Simple as that. You didn't have a phone. If you had a phone, you're a wee posh prick. The one kid I knew had a phone. Yeah. See, you know, we just disappeared. And I don't want to say too much. There was one time we were fucking around with an air pistol, just shooting at a shed. And it's all fun and games. But then the pellet bounced off the shed and just hit Jamie in the face. I mean, he was fine. You know, you're, oh, whoa, no way, man, that's crazy, you know, but that could have been fucking bad. Jamie, also, he had a bow and arrow, and I don't mean like a you lick the arrow and it sticks to glass. It was like, you know, you could shoot it at a, you know, English soldier across the fucking field with a longbow. It was like a proper bow and arrow. And I remember being in his garden in, like, we're playing in gardens. This isn't like a way out in the countryside. These are gardens beside other houses. And I don't know what the fuck we're doing. I just remember something else we used to do. We'd shoot it up in the air and then put our hoods up and then run around and hope it didn't come down on us. Like, it was blunt. It wasn't going to stick into it. But I mean, what the fuck? That's so weird. I'm assuming no adults ever saw us doing that. It's such a dangerous, fucking weird thing to be doing. And speaking of the hoods running around, I remember, this is with a different friend, this is with Gavin, where his auntie lived. There's a big, not a field exactly, it's like an island of grass outside in the houses. The houses went around in a sort of stretched horseshoe shape, and the road went around this big bit of grass in the middle. It was curbed, but it was like a playing field for kids, but the road going around, it was an island to play on. And this would have been near November the 5th, because there was fireworks going off. And as we were out there doing whatever we were doing in the grass, I don't know, fucking smacking golf balls around, right beside cars, we became aware that as the fireworks were exploding, bits of debris were landing. And some of the sticks were landing, sticking out of the ground. So again, I mean, in hindsight, I have no idea why. We put our hoods up and we just stood hoping. I say hoping it didn't hit us. I think maybe we were hoping it hit us, but we just stood there every now and again. There'd be a flash of light because we're looking at the ground, and then there'd be silence, and then this bit of wood would just stick in the ground. Bizarre. A lot of fires in the woods, a lot of explosions, deodorant cans, just playing with fire. No one ever got hurt. Badly. No one ever got really badly hurt. No one ever got burned. Like, if we were fucking under aerosol cans, the flame never went back into the bottle and exploded it. I don't know. We used to go down to the duck pond at the bottom of Grahamtown, and it would freeze over, and we'd be running around on the ice. And then you'd hear it start to make, like, a hollow popping noise underneath. You know, you'd feel it, like, crack, and, oh, run! That's the hell. And I fell through it once. Oh. Snap. It wasn't deep, luckily. There was another guy. One of them. I shan't name names, but Jamie was there. It wasn't Jamie, but if Jamie's listening to this, he'll remember it. We're fucking around on the ice. Don't recommend it. And we just heard a, like, crack, like a snap. It wasn't even like the ice. It was just a proper, like somebody had broken a piece of wood. And we turn around and our friend's up to just under his fucking shoulders. But like the look on his face, the fear, the confusion, the sudden, like, because, you know, he just dropped straight through the ice, and luckily it wasn't that deep. Like, I mean, so bad. He's just yeah. And then he walked home. We just kept playing. He walked home on his own. Jesus. I can't think of what else we did when we were kids that was dangerous. But at the time, we didn't think about it. We didn't care. I don't know if we were old enough to know better, but we're absolutely too young to care about it. And I don't think kids are getting that. Should they? Yeah, fucking selection of the, you know, natural selection. No, but our parents had no idea where we were. I mean, again, near Grahamtown, there was like a waterfall in the woods. It wasn't fucking Niagara Falls. It was just where the stream came down the hill, but it came a bit more of a drop. And it was all rocky, and it was covered in algae and moss, and it was slippy, and, you know. We used to just climb up there. That'd be our day. We'd just disappear and climb away out up the way. Nobody knew where we were. And we weren't wearing helmets and life jackets. You know, I was in Converse with jeans on, and Jamie would have been in trackies with a fleece. It wasn't I don't know. Dangerous, but it wasn't at the same time, because there was no concept of danger. There was no danger to it. If you fell, you got back up. Nobody ever got really badly hurt. Which I think nobody got hurt because we didn't try to stay safe. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, if you know you have a safety net, are you more likely to fall? Does that make sense? What's my point of all this? I don't know. Yeah, so my sister was saying her kids live in a much safer world. I'm not going to disagree with you. Maybe you should encourage them to go out and, I don't know, start fires. Me and my parents never knew what I was up to. I mean, we weren't up to terrible shit. You know, we were never fucking killing animals or hurting people or anything. It was just dangerous things. But then I remember my dad telling me when he was a kid, when he was wee, him and a few other friends, they could all chip in £5. This is when they were like 13, 14. They all chipped in a fiver. Which, you know, you'd get your part-time job or save pocket money up after a birthday. They could go and buy an old car off a guy. I don't know who, I don't know exactly what the story was. There was no man that would sell busted cars, like an old Morris Minor or something. And then he was saying they would drive it away up the old railway line, which is where me and my friends would play. That's near the waterfall. But they would, at night time, razz this car along there. All of them just sitting in it. Probably no seatbelts. My mum had a Morris Minor. I was a kid. There was no seatbelts. They were built without seatbelts. The car that my mum had, the Morris Minor, it was a, you know, three-door. So you had to fold the seats down to get in the back. But there was no button or trigger or hinge. The seat just pulled forward. So if if you braked sharply, the seat would throw you forward. And you weren't in a seat. You know, you didn't have seatbelts. So then my dad, when he was like 13, 14, these kids would be flying these cars up and down the old railway line, which the railway line you're granting goes through, it'd been dynamited rock face. So it's like a valley of like straight rock on both sides. You know, fucking hell, Dad, what did you do that for? I don't know. Wasn't much else to do. So what are you doing? What are you doing that for? And he said, my phone call from Charlotte there. He said when it was done, when they ran out of fuel, they would just set the car on fire and wait for it to explode. And the hell were you doing? Like, if I did that, I'd have fucking gone mad. So maybe kids today are still out there doing dangerous shit, getting up to stuff they shouldn't be up to, but I don't know. Chica, thank you. Right, guys. I think I made my point today. What dangerous shit did you get up to as a kid? Wild. No, yeah, we always knew guns were dangerous, but we sort of fucked around with air guns. We never had rifles. We didn't have real guns. No, we just, you know, BB guns, fires, just boy shit. Boy stuff. Climbing trees. I think when it says, you know, came close. I remember falling out of a tree, but catching back on the way down, but scratched all up from like my hip bone up my belly. Kept playing. I don't know. I remember climbing over the Oates Bay Bridge with Gavin. I think I've still got the scars. And the way I was holding onto, I don't know where I was planning on going. I'd climbed over the edge, which was a big drop. And I was holding on to the far side of the stone of the bridge. So my arms were stretched entirely across with my hands gripping the far side. And I was hanging down over the other edge. And then, because gravity's a thing, I fell. But I scraped my arms against the rock as I fell. And caught back on to the side. I would have fallen. I'd have fallen quite far onto not very good ground. Don't know why we were doing that, but we were. Okay, this is just what we did. But yeah, I've still got scars on my inner left arm. Have I still got them there? Oh no! I think they're gone. Well, scars are gone. But you know, for most of my life I had these big white lines up the inside of my arm, like almost like self-harm scars. But no, that was the fine granite rock of the Spey Bridge. Right, guys, I'm going to leave it there. Okay. Genuinely, if you have any weird, dangerous shit you used to get up as a kid, let me know. You can get in touch. Go to the website, www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. Once again, www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. There's a wee contact tab. You can give me a fake name if you want. I don't mind. If you used to get dangerous shit, let me know. And if you didn't, let me know. If you have anything you want read out or any thoughts, send them this way. But yeah, that's it for this week, guys. So as always, thank you very much, Blackmail, for the theme tune. And thank you, Cora, for the logo, for your artwork. Both of you, thank you for lending your talents to the podcast. Very much appreciated. And you, dear listener, until next time, as always, take care of yourself. Don't take any shit. All right? Be good to each other. Just be good. I'll talk to you next time, guys. Bye for now.